It's the 7th of August 2009. I remember that, cause easy to remember because it's my boy's 10th birthday. And it's just occurred to me that 10 years ago today, Beth was probably suffering as much as she has been over the last few days. It's day 27 and I'm wandering around the house closing the windows. At the end of the day, it was one of my friends, Mr. Richard Vobes, who's a prolific podcaster, was commenting that as I wander around the house doing these things, at the moment I'm shutting all the windows and making sure the front door's locked before I go to bed. He does an audio journal called The Naked Englishman, and he says it's a little bit reminiscent of it as he carries his machine around the house doing various things. Anyway, just at the front door. Locked, excellent. Beth's still in hospital, no great surprise there. She's been in there for 27 days. Good Lord, is it really approaching a month? My heavens. And the doctors, I believe, are on plan C. That's the spinal fluid drain, which was a very... She said brutal. It was an invasive procedure to get... to the spinal base of the spinal cord, just above where the wound is, so they can drain off the spinal fluid from there before it gets to the wound, giving the wound a chance to heal. That's the theory. The doctors have given it a 50-50 chance of success, which, given that the whole operation was supposed to be 98% success, you know, chance of being successful, we've just got to be hopeful, I guess. And now, Beth, we visited Beth this afternoon because we just wanted to have a small birthday party for Christopher, sort of around the bedside, really. I spent a lot of time sort of brushing up the crumbs, which was quite entertaining. Beth got this sort of thing by the side of her bed, and she's got to maintain a balance of the flow of the fluid out. And she's using it much like her own personal scientific experiment. It's really quite funny to watch, because every hour they've got to check that there's between 15 and 20 millilitres of fluid, and then they dump it into a sort of a bag where it sort of sits there. And it's just weird being able to see Beth's spinal fluid culminating. As long as she drinks enough, it's fine, because she can regenerate it. But that's got to be done for another 5 days. And now that hopefully the bruising will go away, Beth... bored again, but a little bit more comfortable than she was yesterday. And and the fact that she tweeted earlier that she was laughing at this fast show, at the nail show on Radio 4, so it made me happy, because the fact that she can so giggle at it is great and get funny looks from the people in the beds nearby. Anyway, that's where we are. If that fails in 5 days' time or whatever, it's bringing in the big guns, and she'll be operated on again, which is another 3-hour procedure to go right the way down to where they were before and have another go at sealing it up. And of course that takes us back effectively to square one, although she's still on the antibiotics to stop any infection spreading, but the infection could possibly have been caused by a leak, and so it goes on. But they're trying to avoid that if at all possible. As it stands, though, we're just going to have to wait. I'm back to work next week. The children have had a very exciting week. Yesterday we went to Duxford. I think it's called the Imperial War Museum, which is effectively a museum celebrating the history of war and conflict, which in itself isn't the most attractive of prospects, but it really does show the amount of engineering and ingeniousness of the work over the centuries, and over the last century certainly. And my dad, because he was an ex-army man, he actually saw some of the tanks, like the ones he used to work on. He was a tank commander, and so he was very much enjoying seeing that. And he saw the prefab building, very much like the one he was born in, because when they built them shortly after the war, they supplied all exactly the same pieces of equipment in all the houses. They practically looked identical. Of course, he looked through the window and sort of got all misty-eyed. Anyway, that's the previous couple of days summed up in just under 5 minutes. We've got a weekend of hopefully peace and quiet, catching up on housework and laundry ahead of us. The children are absolutely exhausted. I'm probably fairly tired, and I bet Beth is too. So I shall sign off now and wish you a happy weekend. Thank you for listening to this audio boot if you have. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye. See you 3 minutes short this time.